And therefore, he has come to the point now, after the last verse that we have read, Gyani Prayasam, like that. So, there are some factors that assist this greed for spiritual life. And there are also those things that hinder this greed for spiritual life. We know all of those because we have been reading, we have been discussing the things that are favorable for devotional service and those things that are unfavorable for devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that there are three gates to hell. Who knows what are the three gates to hell? Mother Lakshmi Moni? Lust, anger, and greed. In Bhagavad Gita, who knows the text number? Damodar Maharaj probably knows the text number. Text 20? Well, you're only one verse off. That was very, very close. 1621 of Bhagavad Gita. It says, Trividham narakashyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodhas tata lobhas tasmat etat trayam trajet. Now there are three gates leading to this hell, lust, anger, and greed. Every sane man should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. So this greed is the greed for sense gratification. And this bhajan that we just sang, Paramakaruna, Pahudvijana, in one of the verses there it says, Vishaya Chariya Rase Majiya. So this Vishaya is described as the sense gratification. Now everything is okay what we are doing. The only little detail is to give up sense gratification. Although to give up sense gratification, we all know it is a big sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of our life, because coming into the material world, that is what brought us here. That is what we are all engaged in for many, many millions of lifetimes. So now to try to give it up is very, very difficult. Sense gratification, gross and subtle. And even when we don't think that it is there, it's actually there. So that's a little detail that is described. in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, Lord Brahma is also speaking like that. That what is it? What are some of the things that one need to do in order to stay on the spiritual path? And what does he? What does he gain at the end by practicing the different factors of devotional life? And what in the 14th chapter actually of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma quoted a very famous verse: "Tattenu kampam shishamakshumano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam." That one should, in order for one to become a rightful owner to the claim of the spiritual world, the claim of devotional service, then one, what does he have to do? He should continue to worship the Lord with body, mind, and words. Because by doing that, he will please the Lord. So for all the activities that we have been performing, when difficulties come, then we should still continue to worship the Lord with body, mind, and words. Because it's difficult. When difficulties come, the body is giving trouble, the mind is giving trouble. It's hard to remember the Lord. It's very difficult. But if one does so, if one continues to worship the Lord with body, mind, and words, then he becomes the rightful heir of the Father's throne, which is to receive pure devotional service and to go back home, back to Godhead. In the Dalalayer Gita, Lord Nityananda, he is singing, Bodo Sukar Kabur Gai, Bodo Sukar Kabur Gai. And that, I'll just read some parts of it, of that song, because I think it gives you an idea. Lord Nityananda, he wants to give this pure devotional service. And he is the broker. So he says, I am singing news of the greatest happiness. At the place known as Surabhi Kunj in Sri Navadvip, the marketplace of the holy name, has now been opened, and Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor. Such wonderful things are going on in that blissful marketplace. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is selling the pure holy name wholesale, merely for the price of one's faith. Seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase the name, Lord Nityananda first examines each of them to test their qualification. Then he sells them the name by bargaining for his price accordingly. Oh, my dear friends, if you really want to buy this pure holy name, then just come along with me, for I am now going to meet with this Nityananda Mahajan. So this pure holy name, we have just been reading how the Yajnapatnis, the wives of the Brahmins, that they actually haven't seen Krishna, but they developed so much love for Krishna because they were always hearing of Krishna's holy name and his Krishna's pastimes from the villagers, from the fruit vendors, from the vendors who were coming by. They were hearing, they were talking about Krishna's pastimes and his holy name. And therefore they develop love for him, so much love for him. Thus you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. I will also take my due commission, and in this way all three of us will fulfill our desires. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is so extraordinarily merciful, accepting only one's faith in the holy name. He bestows the topmost divine bliss. So, it says here, only one's faith, as if it is such a simple thing to develop faith in spiritual life. Even we come to this movement and we have some faith to engage in devotional service, still there are so many things that can prevent us or break our faith from engaging in spiritual life. So one has to protect it very, very much. When Nitai sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the holy name of Gaura, he instantly gives his support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences. Amani chari maya jal, grihe taku bani taku na thake janjal. Now, my dear friends, please reject all of Maya's entangling snares. If you're a householder, then just remain at your home. If you are renounced, then just live in the forest. Either way, nothing more will trouble you. We no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel. For the most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even to the lowest among men. Bhaktivinod loudly calls out and proclaims to all, other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no other shelter. So, in this way, we worship the Lord by chanting His holy names and engaging in the 9 devotional services, the different ways one can engage in devotional service. And it's a fact that if one continues doing these activities, engaging in pure devotional service, as given by Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas, then at the end of this lifetime, we can go back home, back to Godhead. So I'll stop there and see if there's any questions or comments. Ramiya Prabhu Han was first. Can you speak it to the mic?
I said, could you explain what Lord Nityananda's commission is on this holy
name? What is Lord Nityananda's commission? What does he get back by giving out the holy name. Okay. Maharaj would like to answer it.
I'm not sure, but I think that it's this song, Dalareda Gita, is like the song of the vendor or the
broker.
The broker. So actually, the broker is speaking about Lord Nityananda in the third person. So he's saying, "I'll get my commission." And in other words, we're going to be going to that great personality.
Right.
I don't think Lord Nityananda needs any commission, but the broker is a broker, so he wants a commission, but it's all transcendental.
Exactly.
They all increase their love of God. And in other words, the preacher, he gets a commission, he gets mercy because he's spreading the holy name.
Right.
And the person who buys the holy name and starts taking it, certainly that person gets mercy.
Right.
And Lord Nityananda is, of course, ecstatic. The more people are engaged in this way, Namahatta, the marketplace of the holy name. But I have a question.
He is called the proprietor. Lord Nityananda is a proprietor, it's described.
Yeah, he's the proprietor.
What's your question?
The question is, you were quoting that verse, which was in Chaitanya Charitamrita from Patyavali. It's tatra loyam api mulyam ekalam. So there's ekalam, there's only one price, is greed. But then you're reading from who wrote the song Paramakaruna?
Lochandas Thakur.
So he's saying that there's another thing. You have to pay the price, give up all sense gratifications. So we're getting more and more prices. So we're being cheated. We thought there was only one price, now two prices, three prices.
Well, when you give up sense gratification, that's when you will be able to become greedy for the holy name, really for pure devotional service. The sense gratification is a stumbling block. It'll be hard to get greed for the holy name if one still is attached to sense gratification. So it's necessary to give it up so that we can go quickly and receive that greed. But Mother Lakshmi had something to say. Okay. All right. Well, let Kalyapani Prabhu, since he has the microphone.
Yeah, I have another problem. In this last song you read, it said, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that the only shelter is the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. But in another song, he says that in all the three worlds, there's no shelter but the holy name. So, what do we think?
It's all one and different. It's There are so many, like Srila Prabhupada said, there are so many firsts. There are so many number one. He said, book distribution is number one, the holy name is number one, worshipping the deity is number one, cleaning the temple floor is number one. So in spiritual life, one and one is one, and one minus one is one. So I guess in that way we can explain that. Hopefully, I'm just throwing something out there. But Mata Lakshmi Moni might have more to say about it.
I was just thinking that about the greed, that when one has the desire to have it, you know, when one desires to have the holy name, then whatever else you have to have, you get it, right? It's like when you're running a goal or you're, you know, aiming for some apparently unachievable or difficult to achieve thing, but if you have an intense desire to achieve it, then every obstacle that gets in your way, get it out of the way. You jump over it, get around it, whatever it takes, you do it. So that having the desire to have it makes you willing to pay all the other prices. So you don't consider it being cheated. It's just, you know, it's an obstacle. You just move it out of the way and you keep going forward. And as far as this... I was thinking, well, what about Lord Chaitanya? He was saying there's no one else in the three worlds except Nityananda. Well, what about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So you answered that very nicely.
Thank you. Mother Lakshmi Moni asked a question yesterday, and it had the whole temple room. Everyone was fired up and excited and speaking, and it could have gone on all day long. Was that a question, Mother Lakshmimoni? who would like to answer it? What was the question again? What about Lord Chaitanya?
Today I wasn't asking a question. Oh, yesterday I was asking.
Okay. I asked a question. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. So I guess we'll... Ramya Prabhu.
Just wondering, you know, many people, they approach the Lord and they pray for something that they want. So would it be appropriate to pray for this greed?
Yeah, I would think so. One should pray. One should pray to the Lord for giving up sense gratification. One should pray to have this greed. Sure, that will be a good prayer. That greed will be good. It's a good greed. There is a bad greed and a good greed. So that would be a good greed of how to develop that intense desire to worship the Lord, to engage in devotional service, to receive the holy name. We pray to the deities. You know, there are different things that we can pray to the deities for. I was just telling my brother in Orlando, who is a Hindu pundit, and we were discussing this exact same thing of what to pray for. And so we discussed how many people go to the different temples and different churches, and in his Hindu temple, he has a Hindu temple which he runs. And so we discussed, what do people go to churches for? So many churches are there, so many mosques and temples and so forth, and people go there. And he agreed with me that people go there with their shopping list of all the things that they would need. And if you look at the list, mostly it's all things that they would need, material things that they would need that would end at the end of this life. And therefore, when one goes before the deities, if you have to pray, then pray for something which only God can give. And it was very nice actually talking with him, you know, being a Hindu and agreeing with everything that I was saying. I was a little surprised knowing him from before. But we go to the deities, we pray to the Lord, my dear Lord, please let me develop devotion for you. Let my devotion be increased. Let me develop love for you. Because by getting that, then everything else is taken care of. Madam Mohan, you have a...
Just a comment. In this age of workshops, if that's a good thing to ask for this greed, then maybe we should all do it. And then we would see why we're not doing it. So in other words, we could just make a little quick exercise. Okay, everybody should pray in front of the deities that we should develop this intense greed. And if we don't want to do that, maybe we should look at that.
I see. If we don't want to pray for intense greed, then we should look and see why we don't want to pray for intense greed.
It's the age of workshops. You
know? Workshop. Yeah. Why would someone not want to pray for this greed? Mother Lakshmimoni. It comes back to the 10 offenses, yeah.
You know, when it says to maintain material attachments, it's also an offense to maintain. So having material attachments is one thing, but maintaining them is another. So if we go to Krishna and we don't want to pray for, we say, you know, I want to serve you, but I have this attachment, I really don't want to give it up. I mean, I kind of like this one. So, you know, that idea of maintaining or protecting our material attachments keeps us from getting greed or even being willing to ask. I even find myself sometimes praying to Krishna to be gentle with me, because, you know, I know I have some very intense lessons to learn, but my faith isn't strong enough to take them if they come in too heavy a way. So I have to, right.
We're all like that. If some instruction is given in a heavy way, we kind of block out everything else. But Kalyapani Prabhu mentioned something earlier I'd like to go back to for a second. He mentioned that Lord Chaitanya was considered to be the one you should go to, and then in this song, Lord Nityananda, he's the one who will give you the holy name and so forth. So they all give, what we're talking about is each one is number one, each one is the person you should, each one will give you deliverance from this world. Not that necessarily the, what it is the factor behind each of them, because each of, even Srila Prabhupada it is described, if you go to Srila Prabhupada he can give you the same deliverance, because they all carry the same mercy, because the mercy is one in all of these different personalities, and by going to them you get the same mercy of deliverance. I don't know, I was just thinking of that. But you had something else?
Yes, there was.
Yes.
There's a famous quote from St. Augustine, who is also pondering this idea of sense gratification and renunciation. And make me celibate, but not now, not yet. So this is the, because we are attached, because we are conditioned, so therefore we have these temporary, hopefully, attachments to material energy and resultant.
And we are fortunate in the sense that we have the knowledge, and we are even, we can distinguish between one and the other. People in general, they don't have this knowledge, and therefore they would like to find a solution, but they just don't know how to get it. And, and that's where we come in, and that's where our mission lies, in going out and giving people the holy name and talking to them and giving them some information of what Srila Prabhupada is giving us, to be able to help them to understand, well, this is what you really need. You need peace. Everyone needs peace of mind, and this is what you actually need, but you're looking for it in a different place.
That's also the final prescription in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, in the purports, where it describes that if you can't do all these various things, then at least you should cultivate knowledge, because by cultivation of knowledge, then this will lead to renunciation.
Right. Thank you. Ramya Prabhu?
Question about, whether to attain the mercy of Lord Nityananda or Lord Chaitanya, the most important. I was just thinking of the example of Raghunath Das Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, excuse me. He wanted to get released from the household life. So he went and prayed and got the mercy of Lord Nityananda, but when he approached Lord Nityananda, his prayer was that he could attain the service of Lord Chaitanya and become his servant. So somehow it all gets connected.
Yep, it's all connected. Mercy of Lord Nityananda means mercy of Lord Chaitanya, like Jagai and Madhai. All right, anything else? So we'll stop here. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.